Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to take this opportunity once again to welcome you into the Clay County Corner here at the historic Clay County Courthouse right in the middle of downtown Salina, the grand old lady of our county, our city. And once again, this is Clay County Corner time at 9 o'clock every Thursday morning here. We come to you live and in living color on your radio dial, which happens to be 101.5 WVFB-FM, Kicks Country. And it's a pleasure being here each Thursday morning. And, of course, this show is brought to you through the efforts of the Clay County Chamber and the three-star program, plus a number of advertisers here in the county. And we like to thank everyone that does advertise on the program. And we need more folks pitching in here to keep this thing going. And we've got a great show lined up this morning. Right now, I have the valedictorian and salutatorian from over at Clay County High School sitting here. Miss Melissa White was supposed to be here at 9 o'clock, but these guys says sometimes she's habitually late or fashionably late. We haven't decided yet exactly what that is, but she'll be up here in a few minutes. And if she don't make it here, I'm just going to start talking to these two guys here in a minute after we take this little short break to get in some a couple of early advertisements from our sponsors, and we'll be back just in a few minutes and get today's show cranked up.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. Miss White has made it in.
And I'm here.
She said she heard us bad-mouthing on the radio, so I guess we're off to a good start. Like I said, once again, we'd like to welcome everyone in, and we do have a good show lined up today. We've got salutatorian, valedictorian, and the principal person from Clay County High School. She just reminded me that I was her sponsor in high school and how mean I was. And I don't know whether I was ever on time or not, but...
A few times, I think.
Miss White, what would you like to tell us about what's going on? And I know this week is graduation, and Clay County High School has really been kind of selected for an honor, haven't they?
Yes, I'll leave the honor into my last part of my statement, but this is an extremely busy week, and everybody's really active. We just had our final exams the last 2 days, and we had our athletic banquet on Tuesday night, which these two gentlemen participated in and received several honors. We are looking forward to graduation on Friday night at 7 p.m., and again, these guys will be featured speakers at that event. But for the first time in several years, we're having a commencement speaker, and we're very excited that Dr. Candace McQueen, who is the Commissioner of Education for the state of Tennessee, will be that commencement speaker, and she will be conferring the diplomas to the students. And I would point out what an honor this is. This is the only high school graduation that she will be attending, and she has requested to be at our graduation.
So that is a good honor, isn't it?
It is.
And on athletic, just can I branch off just for a second?
Sure.
Coach Sims, do you have an update for the folks out there?
Yes. As many of you know, Coach Sims suffered a heart attack on Sunday and had surgery on Tuesday. In the middle of the athletic banquet, we were able to announce that he had made it through surgery quite well and was doing well, and he was taken off the ventilator yesterday, and I understand is doing very well.
That's great news, Ms. White. Thank you. I know a lot of folks are really, really interested in Coach Sims because one of our local legends, isn't he?
He is a local legend and an old friend.
Yes.
He and I are the only two faculty members remaining from the school, Salina High School, that I started teaching at.
Boy, y'all are getting old, ain't you?
Really old.
Okay, now go ahead now that I've interrupted you.
Oh, well, I would just point out that Dr. McQueen has a special visitor. I believe she's chosen our school for lots of reasons. I think she thinks it's wonderful that we seem to have shown some growth, not seem to, but actually have shown growth in our EOC scores, our state test scores over the last few years. This senior class, again, that these guys represent, has been leaders in that. We have been a reward school the last 2 years. And this year, I would point out that we raised our junior ACT scores significantly for the first time. So we are doing some good things, and she wants to point that out, especially since she might think that some people stereotype this area as not having very much money to put into education, and that might maybe not be a stereotype, but we're succeeding with what we have.
We've always done that, Miss White.
We have.
This is not a money in Clay County for education is not something new. Seemed like over the years that I was there, sometimes we just went from one major problem to another major problem, and we solved the major problems, but it seemed like we didn't plan ahead for the next one sometimes, and they did creep up on us again, didn't they?
Well, in the real world, problems do arise, and we just have to work with that. That's just the way life is.
Yes, and it shows the resiliency of the students, their parents, and all the folks here in Clay County. We may struggle, but we survive through about anything, don't we?
That's correct.
We survive and get better.
And thrive.
And thrive.
The success at our school is definitely a community effort. It's an effort of our feeder schools. It's an effort of our school board, our director. Everybody that you can think of that might touch our school is instrumental in our success, and we want to continue that.
Okay, now get back on what you were talking about.
Well, that is what I was talking about. I would like to point out also, I forgot one important thing that happened this week, and actually last week, and that is our girls softball team won the district for the second straight year, and they did unfortunately lose in the semifinals of the region on Monday, but they had a very successful season, and all of our athletic teams are very successful. And really, the principal points out a couple of things that don't show up in stats and wins and losses. Now, they're successful in their records, and obviously these guys are going to attest to the basketball team's success this year. But what I like about our student-athletes right now at Clay County High School, they are also academic. They win all kinds of academic awards. Again, I'll say again, these two guys are an example of that. And also the character and sportsmanship on our athletic teams cannot be exceeded by anyone. We have absolutely the best sportsmanship on the court and on the field.
Absolutely. And that's no less is expected, is it?
That's right.
What about the, I know the TWSAA gives away academic awards each year for athletes, and I know I remember some of the certificates they used to pass out. It seemed like there's an overall award for the. Is that still in effect for the school that has the highest GPA among all their athletes, or something or other like that?
I have personally never heard of an overall award for a school, but virtually all of our teams earn those the highest academic award that TWSAA offers.
That may have been part of the went into the award for, was it the Gil Gideon Award or something? That's supposedly one of the. I don't know if they still give that thing or not. They used to a long time ago.
That seems familiar, but I've not heard of that in a while, Mr. Watson.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while since I've coached at the high school.
Not too long.
Well, it's been a pretty good one. It hasn't been too long since I coached junior high, has it, Matt?
Well, it ain't been too long.
Okay, Miss White, have you got anything else you want to bring up right now, or you want to?
No, I'll let you focus on these gentlemen because they're the highlight of the week, the seniors at our school.
Okay, if you want to slide the microphone down a little bit, here with us today we have two, students that do play athletics, and they have been fairly successful in the classroom and out on the basketball court the last couple of years. We have. Matthew down on the end down there, Matthew Maxfield, and Clay Copas up on, he's closer to me here, as you can see on your radio dial, since we're live and in living color here on the radio dial. Guys, what does it feel like to be getting to this point in your careers? Matthew?
It's been a blessing. I mean, these 4 years have been a blessing to me. They've been a blessing to my family. It's been an exciting year for us.
Okay, now academically, you are the valedictorian, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Which means what?
It means I'm going to be giving a speech at graduation. But it also means that I've worked hard these past 4 years, and I'm excited to see what these next years of my life are going to be like.
Okay, so this means you guys have worked tremendously hard for 4 years. I forgot how many minutes they say you put in high school to, I think I saw a thing the other day, 1,500 hours or something rather than 4 years of high school. And all that hard work, and you get to talk for how long, Miss White, allotted you to talk?
Roughly for graduation?
Yes.
Roughly 5 to 8 minutes is what she's limited to.
Maxfield's going to be doing all 8 minutes, I assure you.
Well, no. This is two separate things, isn't it? I mean, it's not just a combo speech. Now, you've got to make yours also, Clay.
Right, I know. You have to save me a little bit of time.
Clay, what?
I mean, you start us off, Clay. You need to save me some time.
Well, guys, I know high school level. Matt, what is your GPA for the 4 years?
As far as I know, a 4.0. I don't know my final grade point average right now, but I know for a fact my GPA is a 4.0, but it could change, I don't know.
And how far behind were you, Clay?
I'm like 0.000001 points away from being above him, I think is what they said.
So you made one mistake in high school.
I know, I must have like put down the wrong answer on accident or something.
And Matt, he's been perfect 4 years, huh?
Yeah, he's been pretty good, yeah. It's been a tough race, that's for sure.
Okay, these things are a race, aren't they? I mean, I know you guys are good friends, you're teammates, do you study together some also?
Yeah, we've done a lot of like group projects together. Stuff like that.
We've been in the same class the past, we started freshman year, we were in the same class except for advisory. This year they kind of got smart and kind of separated us, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, they wanted some other folks to get advantage of you guys. They're the same folks every year. You get a good thing, you got to spread it around, haven't you?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now, going forward, I mean, you know, everyone's told you, this is a major turning point in your life. You're getting close to adulthood. It's not going to be too long till you're responsible for your own debts and responsible to go off to college, and you're not going to have mom and dad leaning over your shoulders and saying, hey, get this done. That's going to be a big change, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, definitely.
And you're going where, Matt, this fall?
I plan to go to Tech, TTU in Cookeville, hopefully to major in engineering.
And, okay, now well, while we're in that, in engineering, I think you mentioned a moment ago that you have an internship this summer, so you're not going to be going to summer school.
A few weeks, I believe it was either last month or a couple months ago, I can't remember, I applied for an internship over at Twin Lake, and I found out a couple weeks ago that I got accepted. I will be working in the outside plant engineering, working 5 weeks, 5 days a week for 8 hours a day.
So they're going to give you a set of post-hole diggers.
And put you to work.
And see if you can put a pole up straight, maybe, huh?
Yeah, that they might. I don't know, but they sent me a dress code, so I guess the postal dude was kind of out of the question.
Okay, I mean, that, all kidding aside, Matt, a tremendous opportunity for you because the telephone cooperative here is one of the major top-level jobs in this whole region. And it's an honor to be accepted, and it is a result of you, your character, and your hard work.
Thank you.
Clay, what about you?
Yeah, I'm going to Tech also. I'm going to try and major in nursing. So that might be a summer job for me. I got my CNA license this year from Rhonda McCoyne. So I may be working as a CNA over at the nursing home or somewhere else at the hospital or something like that over the summer.
Well, now what about, what about nurse practitioners? Is that something in your mind also?
That is. With nursing, there's so many things that you can branch off of whenever you get into college. And so nurse practitioner is definitely something I've been keeping in mind.
Okay, and I know we have, here in Solana right now, we have a doctor who began his career, I think, as a nurse and then went to nurse practitioner. And now Dr. Bowles, he is a full-fledged physician going that path. Something there to look at. I think this would be a good time for a break, wouldn't it, guys? So let's get a commercial message in here from our sponsors because we do need them to keep us on here each Thursday morning. And I want to remind you at this time that we are live now, but we will be rebroadcast tonight at 6 o'clock on 101.5 Kicks Country. So you guys can go back home and listen to it with your folks, and they can critique you on your radio style or whatever. Yeah. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We are back, and we'll watch what we say here for a while. Hopefully, we're off mic when we're doing commercials this week. I want to remind everyone that we do have our birthday and anniversary celebration today, where we will be giving away a great big old ice cream cake from out at the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. And I want to remind everyone to go out and patronize those folks out there by placing an order there at the cash register and trying some of their great food. I know the breakfasts are great. I was out there just this morning. So go by and check on those folks. And we'll be announcing those about halfway through the show. And then toward the end, we'll draw out a name. And they'll be able to go by the Clay Chamber and pick up a certificate and get a free ice cream cake. Well, guys, we're back again. We've got to be careful sometimes. I know right now we've been kind of, I guess we'll be jovial the last little bit, but this is a serious time. Matt, your speech you're giving tonight, are you really delving into seriousness, or are you kind of just...
Well, I'm wanting to talk about the I feel like our future is important. I feel like God has blessed us in our future. And I'll mention that in my speech as well.
Okay, we're having a little bit of a difficulty with that microphone, I think that you said, Matt. Push the cable there on the end of it and make sure that it's up. And speak into it again. Well, we will do a sound check here.
Okay.
Okay, that's good, he said. All right.
Okay.
Lean back over and then... Now, I hate to interrupt your train of thought, but getting back to your speech, you said, from 5 to 8 minutes.
It's about 5 to 8 minutes. Last time I timed it, about... a little over 8 minutes. I'm working on trying to make it a little shorter. So, but I'm mostly trying to make it influential, I guess you can say, heartfelt.
And you are speaking to your fellow students and to the audience that time, aren't you? I mean, that's a big generation gap, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm hoping to focus my attention on the class, but at the same time, I'm wanting to thank everybody in the audience, parents, grandparents, guardians, and the teachers and faculty and staff at the other three schools.
Okay, now, Clay, I know you're playing second fiddle to Matt.
That's right.
We hate to keep reminding you of that.
Yeah.
And you get to make a speech, too, don't you?
Yeah, the second place gets to make a speech, too, believe it or not. But, mine's not quite to the side of Matt, I guess. Mine's more of a, you said this is a serious matter, but I'm not an extremely serious person, so my speech is going to be a little bit on the lighter side, I guess.
Okay, and, let's look over your careers, fellas. And you both started, like you said, it's right now at the end of a four-year period of your life. You came in as, young, and we'll be inexperienced in basically everything in life, didn't you? And from this point now, like I said a minute ago, you are now young adults. You're making lifelong decisions on careers. I know Matt's going into engineering. You're going into the medical field. But let's put Miss White on the spot and not necessarily say anything to her, but has her job as principal really, I mean, what influence has that had on you guys? That's what I want to know. Clay?
Well, Ms. White as a principal has been a really big influence. We started our 4 years, we started as a freshman. I believe that was her first year as a principal. That's right. So we've had her all 4 years, and she was getting started just at the same time we was getting started. So we really experienced a lot of new things together, and she's been along with us through the ride.
So basically you guys have trained her, maybe.
That's right. We would like to think that we train her more so than she's trained us.
Well, and apparently you've done a good job from the we are an award school for the second year in a row, I believe, which means we are one of the top high schools in the state of Tennessee, which is no little thing, fellas.
That's
and
right.
You and your classmates, all of your classmates over there, from all the way down to your freshman class you've got now, are be really complimented on the success of your school. And, okay, now let's jump on the other side a little bit. Basketball, football. I know both you guys played basketball. Matt played football and basketball. How do you manage to find the time? Because I know basketball is a year-round thing anymore. I know football, they've got a few limitations on that where you're not allowed to do certain things. But basically basketball, except for what did they call the dead week.
That's right.
Other than that, you're there just about every day, aren't you?
Every single day, yep.
And, you know, finding time to study.
Yeah, that's a big thing. You really have to set your priorities whenever it comes to that. We would go to school all day, of course, and then we would have practice anywhere from 3 to about 5:30 or 5:30 to 7:30. So we would have to find those gaps in between to find time to study and really push that.
How about if I go back and give you, I think, a schedule of athletics when Miss White was in school. You guys will really appreciate this. At Solana High School, the schedule was set up so that we had actually lunch periods that really lasted about, I don't know, an hour and a half, I guess, didn't it, between one floor eight at a certain time, another floor eight at a certain time. Well, girls' basketball at that time was practiced during school hours at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they were allowed to practice, and usually they usually wound up with about 15 minutes to eat lunch at the end of girls' basketball practice. So they had an hour and 45 minutes every day of practice in school, and that was their practice. And when I started coaching the boys, we started at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we were usually through by no later than 4 ever, which was real neat for guys back in those days because most of us didn't have cars. Here I am wandering off. But we had a couple of choices. The coach would try to get practice over with, give us time to get showered, and get downtown by 4 o'clock. Because 4 o'clock's when Oshkosh quit working. And you could catch your ride home with Oshkosh worker, and which was a big deal for the folks who lived up in Maple Grove in football and basketball. That's a long walk up there. And then, of course, there were some merchants that lived out toward Miles where I lived, and you could catch one of them when they closed the store. And then Mr. Harold Carlisle had an office right here. And he lived out in Hermitage Springs, so he would usually haul 4, 5, 6 of us folks from out toward Miles home in the afternoons. And then as a last resort, Dillard McLaren and Clayton Head, who were owners of a little service station down here on the corner, they usually closed up about 6 o'clock. So that was the last train to Miles. So, I mean, I know
so
you got...
if you didn't catch that, you were in trouble, right?
Guys, it is 5 miles to where I lived, and 5 miles usually took about an hour if you really, you know, after practicing 2 hours, you know, what's
right.
Another 5 miles walking home?
Yeah.
But, but like I said, now you guys, you do have a disadvantage now in the time, and I do know you have the vehicles and everything, but we were talking about practice and studying. I think it usually goes on a biweekly thing where you guys really wouldn't get to come into practice until about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, did you?
That's right.
And you would stay until about 7 o'clock at night,
mm-hmm.
Which, that's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You really have to make the time.
And, like I know with Matt, and I think, Clay, you live fairly close to the high school.
Well, I live in Hermitage Springs.
I mean, that's closer than Maple Grove, though, isn't it?
Well, that's true, yeah.
The new highway does make a good advantage.
Yeah,
for
the
it.
New highway.
And, you know, that 2 hours, did you guys ever go sit in the gym and do a little study in those 2 hours?
Definitely. That was a lot of times where me and him especially, I know there was a bunch of times where it was just me and him in there studying, and we would ask each other questions in there on our homework if we ever needed help with one another. So,
okay, guys, anything else you guys want to add this morning? We're coming close to the 30-minute hour here. Anything else you guys want to, you really want to say to someone? Miss White, I think she has something she wants to say.
I do. I just like to remind everyone also how much we appreciate the local support for our graduation lock-in that starts at midnight after graduation Friday night. We have overwhelming support from both individuals and merchants and other businesses in the community. We can't express our thanks enough for that. These students are provided a safe place to celebrate together, probably the last time they'll ever be together as a whole, and we're going to have just a wonderful time, and they're going to reap the benefits of being a tiny, tiny class.
And there will be classmates, folks, that you will not see again.
That's true.
Miss White and I mean, I'm a year or two older than she is, and there are a few classmates that I haven't seen since graduation. And it does happen. You know, we all think we're real close now. We'll always be in contact. We'll have class reunions. We'll come back. But it doesn't work that way. Guys, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. And hopefully, Matthew, that you'll get a job with the telephone company when you graduate, because we need you here in Clay County. Same thing. We need all the medical personnel we can get in Clay County. And hopefully you guys will really, really consider spending your lives here, raising your families here, because this is what our county is made up of.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here with us. Right now, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back with our next guest.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hey, America, you need to have a little talk. We've got a lot of food in this country. We've got so much food that we can't eat it all. So how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids who need it. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, Clay County! Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
Canoeing. Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we are here at the Corner Courthouse Room, here with the Clay County Corner. I know we have folks that really like alliteration around here. I think we've got Monroe Mundy, that's on the sister station here to the station in Salina, and we've got the Clay County Corner here coming to you from the corner of Salina. So we just got all kinds of seizures this morning. My last group I had, I'd like to thank them for coming over, two outstanding young men, the Matt Maxfield, the valedictorian, Clay Copas, the salutatorian, for Clay County High School graduating seniors this year, two outstanding students, young men, early on, I've known Matt for a long time. I think I even had his parents in school when I was teaching. So it's a pleasure seeing another generation come through and succeed as they have. And as you said, that graduation, we do have the Secretary of Education coming in. So it is a big deal. So come on out. We don't charge admission for graduation. You get in free for that. The gym will hold a whole bunch of folks. So come on out and join these seniors as they celebrate this milestone in their lives. Let's see. We got a couple of things here, and then I want to read the birthday and anniversary folks today. We have... I don't have a lot of information on this, but we have Light Up Salina coming up Saturday night at the Women's Building. And this is part of the cancer awareness, cancer fundraising activities that take place here. And it's a Sky Lantern release. And this will, like I said, at 7 p.m. down at the Women's Building, Light Up Salina. And also I want to remind everyone coming up real quick now is the Memorial Day celebration, when we will get out our memorial crosses for all of our veterans here in Clay County and put them around the courthouse here. And I know the American Legion will be selling poppies that day. I think they're going to set up for a little while out at the yard sale, folks, out at the old parking lot of Salina K-8 school. And also then I think they're moving down on the square for a couple hours for the days out. So that's coming up here before long. Right now, though, let's go through real slowly and clearly, as I tell you folks to speak when you get on the answering machine, our celebrants for today. Celebrating for today, for this past week, we have Jerry and Betsy Fox, who are celebrating a wedding anniversary this past week. And let's see, on her birthdays, three on the 16th, looks like. Miss Nellie Denton from Friends and Family. Miss Nellie will be celebrating this week. And also we have Alex Grace celebrating on the 16th. And also Susan Bray. And Friends and Family have called these in. We've had some grandparents and some parents to call on those. And sometimes we get more than one call. One grandma may call in, and then the other grandma may call in. So sometimes we get those. So, and also, if you are kind of a little community leader for one of our local communities here, and you know of birthdays that are taking place, you don't have to be related to these folks to call in and tell us that you'd like for us to recognize them on their birthday. So, you know, and it's okay if you call in with three or four. You don't just have to call in one. We're kind of informal on this, and we'd like to have, recognize as many people here in Clay County in the past week as we possibly can with our birthdays and anniversaries. But getting back, Ann Shuri is celebrating a birthday on the 18th, and then Tracy Strong is celebrating his birthday like today. Grandma called in for Madison Hayes, and this is from Papa and Granny, wishing her a happy birthday this past week. And so that is our list for today, and we will be drawing a name out here in just a few minutes, and we'll be awarding someone one of those great big old birthday anniversary cakes from out at the DQ, which is made with chocolate ice cream, vanilla ice cream, and just all kinds of decorations and stuff on it. That all of it is edible, I think, except maybe the plate it's sitting on. Other than that, you can just eat the time out of that thing. And you want to call 243-5574. And as we've said before, make sure you speak slowly and clearly, because this is an answering machine. And leave your number and, of course, the name and the number of the folk that you wish for us to celebrate with. 243-5574. Okay, I have with me now here Ms. Judith from over at the library. What have you got for us this morning?
Good morning.
We got some good news?
Good morning, Mr. Watson. Well, I hope so. We are about ready to start our summer reading program. We are changing things up just a little bit this year. It will still be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but on Tuesday, the story hour will be at 1:30, and on Thursdays, we're going to keep it at 9:30. We're hoping to get a little bit more participation with that. This is a good program. It is free for the kids. Gives them a little something to do and interact with others their age.
Is there an age group or an age group?
Any age is welcome. We try to plan our Tuesday activities for the younger children and our Thursdays for our older children, but they're all welcome anytime we can.
Anytime you can get them in there.
Anytime we can get them in there, yes. It's very important for a child to read over the summer. It keeps their grades up so they don't lose what they learned.
No, that's always been a concern for educators is summer learning loss, isn't it?
It is.
I know at one time there were a number of federal programs for low-income children where they were really concerned with summer learning loss. But I think most of those have gone away now, and it's great. We've got our reading program here at the Clay County Library.
It is, and we love to see the children in there. And not just the children. We have one program that we have planned. Mr. Bond and the Science Guys will be here on June 23rd at 1 o'clock. And he is very popular with children of all ages and those young at heart.
Now, you're going to remind me to announce this again, aren't you?
I will definitely try, yes. But he's very popular, and he's actually bringing a special program this year where the first 75 children that come in are able to do a hands-on making a bouncy ball. So it's a science base, but he mixes the reading in with it. And as I said, children of all ages and those young at heart, enjoy them.
Okay, what else we got going on?
Our other big project is our building fund. We have been trying for several years to increase the space of our library. We have a very good library for this county. It's one of the best in the region, as a matter of fact. But we are busting at the seams. So far, we have $33,793 raised. We are hoping to get closer to $350,000 to $400,000 raised. This would just about double our size. We can get a grant, but we need a lot of help from the community.
You know, these grants aren't 1% matches anymore, are they? So many of those are higher matches, and there are a lot of them available out there, but sometimes we can't afford the match, can we?
Right. What I can get is $100,000 from the state, and that will be a 50-50 match, so we would have to raise at least $100,000, but that won't get
what you
a seed. Right. This is a project that's very... I've been working on this for several years, and I'd really like to do this for the community.
Well, Judith, thank you for coming in this morning. I know if you haven't been over to the library, folks, take advantage of this place. They have everything in the world over there. We've got, we've got high-speed internet over there. You've got places where you can research family history, ancestry over there. Like I said, you can even go online there and get on Ancestry.com if you want to. But we have a lot of hard copy stuff over there, and it's a place you need to visit, become familiar with, and use. That's the biggest thing. We need to use it, don't we?
We do. And as when you were talking about the internet, we do have the computers available for people to use. We also have free Wi-Fi, so as long as the power doesn't go out, that is available 24/7. And we've had plenty of people that sit out in the parking lot and use that.
Okay. Judith, thanks for coming by.
Well, thank you.
And we'll take a little short break here, and we'll be back just in a minute with our final guest. And like I said, our library, all of our assets here in Clay County, we need to support We need to support it ourselves. We don't need to totally depend on other folks doing it. You know, we are the other folks, aren't we?
We are.
We are the other folks, so we need to depend on the other folks, which is us. Thank you, Judith, for being
here.
Right now, let's take a little short break.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. We're glad to be back here again this morning on this nice, brisk morning here. Hopefully, winter season's about over with again. I don't what winter was this one we just went through? Do you know, Mary Lou?
I think it was a continuation of blackberry because it's so bad and everything. Usually, linen breeches doesn't usually come till the 1st of June, so we got another week before we have to get to it.
Do you know anyone's ever worn linen breeches?
No, the old fellas used to back, you know, with their straw hat and their linen breeches they did and everything.
Merlo and Renault, as you're with me this morning with the Clay County Museum, if I haven't properly introduced her, she's got some things going on over there, and I guess we need to let you jump right into this.
Okay, Tom, first thing, we have, the museum had a stack of Bill Fish Bugle newspapers ranging from 1918 to the late 40s. We cut a deal with the state archives. If they would put them on microfilm for us, then they could have a copy of it and everything. So we did that. And during the meantime, I got acquainted with some fellas down there, and we got donated to us a microfilm reader. So starting June the 1st, or ever, which is start the first Wednesday in June, we're going to be making that available at people that want to come and maybe look at some of the papers and read what they want to. The only thing that we ask, and this will be in the paper, that you make an appointment, and at the beginning we're just going to say an hour of appointment to read, because I figure when it first starts there'll be a lot of people won't come at the same time. And that way if nobody's there when your time runs out, you can stay on, but we there will be some rules where one person just can't come in and dominate the whole thing, you know. and that can happen sometimes,
yes,
and everything. So,
but this is not data, is it? It's not, is it searchable? Or?
No, it's not searchable.
It's just manually looking through
them. Manually looking through them and everything. It's just, we were lucky that they had one that was out of date for them, but it works fine and everything. So we have to kind of crawl before you can swim.
Yeah, I mean, of course, the state is trying. They're trying to digitize all
right.
These things, like I said,
right,
to make them searchable where you can look
right,
through and find
right,
things more easy.
Right. And that's the one thing at the museum. Another thing, just recently, I was able to be. I had always heard about the Clay County Poorhouse. And I always knew about Poorhouse Ridge, and I figured that was the reason it was named that, because it was out there.
Good thinking.
Good thinking. So a week or so ago, I knew a fella that knew where the cemetery was. So I was out in his neighborhood, and Mr. Bob Lynn, who lives on, I believe it's Deer Run. And actually, that's where the old poorhouse was. Now, there's no building there, anything, but the cemetery's there. And so I walked through it and looked at it, and it, one of the things we, this is going to be an ongoing project. I mean, it may go on for years now, but we are trying to first try to see who's, I haven't even looked to see who owns the land around it. I met one fella out there who's real nice and is very cooperative, and maybe get it cleaned up. I know there's at least one rock that you can read, because I saw it and everything, but it's got what they call ground cover more than anything, and there's some trees down in it. Get it cleaned up, see how many markers we've actually got, and of course most of them are unmarked graves and everything. And in the meantime, if you find, if you want to know about something, where do you go find it? The internet. And so I found something that told about, a little bit about it, and this was in 1910, that there was a fellow by the name of Charles Pryor, who was the proprietor, it says, and that a John T. Pennington was the keeper, and he had a wife and an adopted son that lived there. And it gave me a list of 4, 6, 8, 10, I guess, people who were living there at that time, and a little bit about them. Then I found that somebody had been on the internet. Somebody had asked somebody else something. So I've got some emails addressed that I've got to get to and kind of find that, and find who knows what. But find a grave? You know about find a grave?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just looked it up, and I've got the people that were, I got 15 names here, and they were buried anywhere from about 1912 or 1910, there's one, through 30. So there's information available. And I was just talking to Melissa White before I came in here, and she has a lot of information. So what we're really wanting to know is if anybody in the county has any knowledge, knows anything about that, is to call me at the museum or get in contact with me. If you can't come to town, call me. I'll come to your house, and we'll talk about it and get any information. Because if we don't get this down in the next few years, it's not going to be available.
Okay, now stop just a minute.
Okay.
How many people listen to us do you think actually knows what a poorhouse is?
Well, probably not many, but I mean, it's kind of just what its name says. It was picked for people who couldn't exist on their own, or a lot of times they were called poorhouses and asylums. Maybe mental problem people that someplace that they could go and live and survive. And most of the counties had them.
Right.
And everything. Most of them I've seen, as I've read about it, it'll say poorhouse and asylum. That doesn't mean everybody there was Looney Tunes. It just means that they had some problems or just couldn't function, you know, or had bad something's happened to them, and they're maybe the only person in the family left, and this kind of thing. It was someplace for them to go and at least be taken care of.
Okay, who supported those men?
The county did, I guess. That's what I don't know. I'm getting ready to do, as I said, Melissa had done a lot of the research, she's told me, on it back when they were working with the state about the archives in this county and everything. And she said she had a bunch of information on it that she would try to get copies to me and stuff, and she's told me, she says, I had some relatives that was in there, so I'll get you their names. So, you know, the more names we get and get the more rocks we find, we may not know whose is who, but we could eventually maybe get something set out there that would tell this is the poorhouse cemetery and these were the people that were in it. And the house actually set across the road now where the house was. Fella that owns that property was telling me about it, and I said, well, hey, you know that. And he said, well, the well's right there. So you knew the house was close to the house and everything. And of course, it's not gone. It's not there. But somebody in here in Clay County may have a picture, because I have an email that somebody had sent somebody that said they had a picture, not necessarily from this county, but somebody that's done research or something. And I'm going to try to get in touch with them to see what they've got, because a picture would be worth 1,000 words, you know. and everything. So it's just kind of hard to get everything. And not only just pictures for the poorhouse, the museum is looking for any pictures of structures in this county. Old stores, old buildings that are unique, anything about Old Town, any pictures or anything. We've just received a new scanner, and we can scan anything from 12 to 17 on it. So we don't want your pictures. We just want you to bring them by and let us see them, scan them, hand them right back to you so that your picture won't get lost. But we will have that to put in our archives to use in exhibits and information about some of this, some of the history of our county, and that's what we're trying to develop the museum to, into, is a history of the county, not just a bunch of stuff out there to look at.
You know, Merlot, as our generation gets to the point where we're at, we look back now and we see that if we don't come up with some of this material, it's going to be lost.
Right, and a lot of has already been lost. I know they several people that I had on my list to go talk to, and talk to them about some of the older people. I let them get pass on before I could ever get to them.
And a little hint for folks there. I know young people. If you have a grandfather, great grandfather, grandmother, with the age of digital, say way we can say things now. Sometimes you know your grandma and your grandpa may not feel secure if you've got a telephone up in front of them. Lay that thing down on the table sometime and turn it on and just go in and talk to grandma and grandpa. Have a conversation with them. And once you get them started, there's...
They know everything.
They know everything.
But a lot of times they can't remember, and you have to kind of jog their memory and ask them questions. But there's a lot of history that people know that we don't have written down, and that's what we need to do.
Okay, we need to take care of some business, Julie, real
okay.
quick. But you got anything real quick?
No, that's fine.
Oh,
you take
sure?
care of yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to be back again. We don't use the same highly organized, mechanically sound Waterhouse and Price check to do our birthday and anniversary club here. We put a bunch of names in a pot and draw one out. We don't have a drum roll. I could bump my fingers on the desk here, but today's winner is Madison Hayes. Madison, you have won a birthday anniversary cake, and I don't think you're old enough to drive yet, but maybe Granny and Papa will come out by the chamber and pick that up for you, and you all can enjoy a evening with a birthday and anniversary cake from out at the Salina DQ. Mary Lloyd, we didn't have enough time as usual. Of course, if we took 2 hours, we wouldn't have enough time.
Not with me and you, because both of us know too much, don't we?
Well, I think sometimes we think we know.
Well, that was my whole point. One thing I do want to say, homecoming days, August 4th, 5th, and 6th, we're in the process of getting everything ready.
All right, now that's our next big celebration coming up.
Right.
Now we've got a memorial thing coming up a little here.
Next weekend.
Of course, we've got later on the 9/11 celebration.
Right.
And I think we've got the Highway 52 yard sale.
That's this weekend.
Is that
this weekend?
Okay.
Yeah.
So get on old Highway 52 and go all the way from
Orlando,
Scott Candy,
Orlando
to Summer Candy.
Orlando.
And over to nearly to. You don't go to Oneida. You go to the end of the road. There ends on what's the name of that highway that runs up through?
I don't know. I don't go up in that wild and woolly country. I stay down here where it's safe.
That's the fur biting sticks. Sometimes they don't get the Grand Ole Opry.
No, I know. I know it. That's exactly right. You got that right,
well,
Thomas.
With that, we better sign off before we get in trouble. Once again, we have enjoyed our hour with you this morning, and this hour was rather short for us this morning, seems like, but we got a lot of information in, and thank you for listening to us. Listen again tonight at 6 o'clock, and may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you on our radio dial here again this same time next week. Good day.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.